Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Francis.
And I'm Alana.
And we're best friends.
We're outside in the heat. It's like 80 degrees or 90. It's up there.
It's like 80 now, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I am so hot.
Yeah, girl, you are hot.
Like, I am very attractive, but also I am sweating my face off. Yeah. It is way too hot outside.
I mean, you still look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I missed you.
I missed you too. Alana has been gone. For those of you who have been living under a rock, she's been out on her honeymoon. She had her wedding last month, like a full month. Like, it's crazy. It's been so long. It feels.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in person till just now.
Actually, in a month.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. Crazy, right?
It feels like the longest I've been without you, but I don't think. Wait, is that the longest I've gone without seeing you?
Probably. Like, AT was the longest before that.
Oh, yeah. And that was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like myself when I was without you.
Yeah.
Like, I know I was on my honeymoon and, like, with, you know, this guy I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with, but...
I know.
You're really the guy I want to spend the rest of my life with.
It's felt like so many life developments have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can't talk about that now in today's episode, but... Maybe later on we can talk about more life developments.
Right.
But
oh, yeah. Oh, today, we have stories.
I know. Today, it's all about Alana's wedding and, like, how fucking amazing it was, you guys. It was so much fun.
Spoiler alert. It was great.
I know. I mean, not even spoiler, because you probably already knew that from the moment we started talking about it a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, honestly. And we've been referencing it. I'm sure you guys have been anxiously awaiting, wondering, can't wait for the debrief. And we're happy to present you with this debriefing episode. It's going to be awesome.
And without further ado, let's do this. Well, so let's start off with how you thought overall the wedding went. So let's talk about, like, leading up to it.
Okay.
And then the day of, you know, like, what happened, and then how you felt after, you know, how you feel now, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, you want to talk about leading up to it. I'm sure my listeners know quite well as you do, and my coworkers and everyone that's known me. You know, the wedding was really hard on me. Like, pretty much every day I wanted to cancel it, it was the worst. And even the day before, I mean, you were there, Francis. You were helping me move stuff to the venue. And then both my brother and my husband's best man didn't end up helping me. I'd asked them one thing. I was just like, can you just help me do this one thing? And then my husband was late to the rehearsal. No, he didn't end up being late.
No,
but
he thought
he was going to be late because he was picking up his best man who didn't have a car. And it was just not the feelings I wanted to feel towards my soon-to-be husband the day before. So just, like, feelings were a lot right then and there.
I really feel, though, like, for you, your wedding experience, like, leading up to it was really stressful because of the people involved.
Yeah.
Like, I think you would have been just fine if you could have just handled the logistics and... You know, like, been able to plan all of it without having to deal with people and their bullshit.
Yeah,
you know,
and all their opinions, and I'm from divorce, and then my husband's from divorce, so there was just a lot of moving parts, but I will definitely say that the day of was actually, and it did rain at my wedding, and I remember, like, the whole week, and it was saying it was gonna rain all week, and
it's,
I thought...
It's like raining!
I listened to that song while I was getting ready all morning. I was like, of course it is. Oh, I did. Oh, 100% I did. That was the only time I've ever listened to that song. I really wasn't a fan of that song. But honestly, it was perfect. It was really, really perfect. And I'm not someone who dreamed about my wedding my entire life, and oh my god, this is how I envision it. But it was really, like, it was better than I could have dreamed.
It really came together well. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I think the ceremony, there was a lot of people on edge. Your mom especially was just sort of on edge. But once we got past that and once we got to the reception, it was just a lot of fun. Everybody relaxed and loosened up. And I think we were able to really enjoy ourselves once the ceremony was just done and over with, you know?
Yeah. I think everyone put on their big boy pants. So everyone that was stressing me out, all my family or people just in general... that were stressing me out or pissing me off, they just, like, got over it, which was great. And, yeah, you know, something that I always suspected about this wedding experience, which was, like, everyone would ask me, oh, I remember the whole week or the 2 weeks leading up to my wedding, they're like, oh, are you excited? Are you nervous? I'm like, honestly, I just want it to be over. I'm so done. I hate, you know, I feel like planning something is not as much fun as experiencing something, and that's 100% what it was. Like, the moment I was experiencing my wedding rather than planning for it, it was the best day ever. But yeah. Planning it was just...
Well, so now that you're done, and now that you've had a month to really look back, like, do you feel like you would go through this again? Do you feel...
Never. I can't believe... And there are people... I met someone, less than a month ago while I was on my honeymoon who had two weddings because her family... her husband's family lived in one country and then her family lived in another. So they ended up having two weddings so that both sides of the family could experience it. I would never, ever do that.
I mean, your sister-in-law is having another wedding this month, right?
Yeah, I know. And she had a huge wedding and I just I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, she'll be live-action role-playing, so who knows? Maybe it's different.
Maybe. Yeah, you get to be a different person. There's not as much drama.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I mean, there's as much drama as you want it to be in LARP.
Right, what you put on your character sheet. Oh my god.
Yeah.
But
what do you take away from just the whole planning and the whole experience? I guess maybe that's another segment. We can save that for another segment. But I'm curious to see, like, your overall thoughts. Just like you at the end of the year, when you look back at the whole experience, what is your one, like, takeaway?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely touch on that in a later segment, folks.
Great.
But I will definitely say I was very happy.
That's
I had a good time.
Yeah,
you had a good time?
I had a great time.
Was it really, really... Was it, like, the best wedding you've ever been to? Aside from your own wedding, which you have yet to experience, so... Was it, though? Like, for real, though. Have you been... You've been to weddings. You've
Two or three. I've been... And
two or three?
Yeah.
You've been to at least five.
No. Two or three.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn you went to
I'm sorry. I don't have I don't have a lot of friends. Just you.
Me neither. Oh, my God. Let's be each other's best friend.
No, two or three. The last one, I had a lot of fun, but I was also super drunk.
Yeah.
This one is the one first wedding I've had an active role in. And so it was really fun just... It's fun and also kind of stressful for me, like secondary stressful to see you be stressed at, you know, like at other things. But I it was a lot of fun just being able to go through this with you, you know, and give a speech that I think Hope really showed up, Camille. And with that, you guys, we are
moving on to the next segment. Yeah, so obviously I had a lot of favorite moments. I mean, it was my wedding. I should hope that I had a lot of favorite moments. So I have a couple to choose from. So first, my hair was amazing. Shout out to Illusions of Shirlington. They seriously, so it's pouring rain on my wedding. It like nonstop rained. And thankfully I didn't get married outside, so that wasn't an issue. But any girl will tell you that humidity and just like rain in general will just make your hair flat. But Illusions, my girl Lyndon at Illusions, she did me right and got my hair done and it was awesome. And yeah, so I will say like my hair looking amazing throughout the night was fantastic. My dress fit me. Hallelujah. You guys have been listening to the episodes and know.
I mean, your dress looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really, because there have been times where I put on that dress and I was like, wow, this is really tight. Like, I can't breathe. And other times where, you know, it didn't feel right. But it fit perfectly that day, which was a miracle. Because I'm sure I was not eating right leading up to that. I thought my dad was going to cry when he first saw me. He didn't.
Aww. Oh, yeah,
no, he didn't.
Did not at all.
Ugh.
I saw the wedding photos. Like,
he just was like, oh, okay, good. I mean, he
faked surprised.
He faked surprised. It was kind of annoying, but it was okay. You know, he looked great. I will say that, I don't know. I remember when I first walked into the reception, because, you know, we had a ceremony at a church. Then we did some photos, and then I walked in, I think right at the tail end of cocktail hour, and when I walked in, that was a pretty magical moment. I mean, I walked in, we should also just know, I walked into a cover of an Undertale song, Undertale being a video game.
Yes.
So that was pretty cool.
Yes.
The playlist was amazing. You guys know I've been wanting to walk into Club Alana. I did. Every single song they played was my favorite. It played all my weird anime music. I think that was my favorite. Oh my god, I have so many favorite parts. That was amazing. And then, honestly, the stuff that went wrong was kind of my favorite part. So, my mom and I, so we get our hair done. We didn't bring the dress with us in the car because I don't know why. I guess my mom needed to go back to the apartment, her apartment, because that's where the dress was. And then she needed to get dressed. I don't know. There were things. So, we go back there. She gets dressed. You know, we get everything we need and we get in the car to go.
Yeah.
Get the shoes, get the whatever. And so we're driving there. And thankfully, we weren't too far away from my mom's apartment. But we realized, like, at least 2 or 3 minutes after having left. And we're already kind of late to the church. Oh, shit, I forgot the dress. I'm like, oh, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, and I can't even believe I remembered it because I thought to myself, did we even remember the veil? And that's when I realized I didn't even bring the dress. Like, we had gotten the shoes. Oh. We had gotten, like, all of the stuff that I need. I don't know, like, I needed some stuff. I don't know what you need, but you need stuff on your wedding day. And we had completely forgot. We got everything except the dress. And we were about to go to the church.
Well, so...
And it was so funny to me. Like, yeah. I wasn't even upset about it. I thought it was... And we were already late. And I was like, oh, whatever. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. You guys were late.
We were late. Yeah. You remember? Yeah. And I had to come out. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, because people always ask, like, oh, what went wrong? What stressed you out? I'm like, that honestly made me laugh. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. What went wrong for you? Because you were my man of honor. So you had quite a list of things that you needed to do. Like, yeah. I worked you pretty hard.
Yeah. It was good, though. I enjoyed it. So my favorite parts was was when my favorite part, like the one part of the night that I think was so much funny, was Donkey's wedding speech. Donkey being Harley's grandfather. And he had this really cute speech where he talks about remembering Alana and Harley's first date. It was very cute. Like, he and Harley's grandmother were preparing, and Harley had asked them to take Alana him to the movie theater. And, you know, like, they didn't just want to leave and go back home because they were already out there, had made this trip. And so they wanted to go watch a movie, but they're debating whether or not to watch the same movie that Alana and Harley were watching. And Donkey's like, no, we shouldn't do that because, you know, we don't want to stalk them. It's their first date. Let's just go watch some other movie. And lo and behold, they watch Lydia go into the same movie theater as Alana and Harley and just stalk them. And he just calls out Lydia at this at this wedding that they're in.
Yeah. Did my mom laugh? I feel like she laughed
at all. She laughed, yeah.
But was it like a nervous, oh, haha, why would you say that? Or was it like she was genuinely, she thought it was funny?
Well, you know, you and I, like, Lydia and I were on opposite ends of the room. I saw her laugh. I was like, watched her as that happened.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if she was like, I'm going to kill that man.
I think she honestly didn't remember.
Stalking you?
Yeah, she didn't. She's like, oh, haha, I forgot about that. Because that's my mom. My mom, I feel like, doesn't. She's not, like, ashamed of what she does. She owns everything she does. She's just, like,
that's definitely
that
her.
Kind of woman.
Yeah. That I think, was my favorite moment. Just,
that was really
just,
funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your parents had some really good speeches, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And the speeches were also my favorite part.
Yeah.
Your speech was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Seriously, it has given me such, like, high expectations and just such a criteria to fit for your wedding. Yeah. I mean, I'm already working on my speech, and I'm just trying to think, how do I make it, like, francified?
Yeah. Well, so the moment I'm thinking of that was, like, the worst, but it really wasn't the worst. Like your wedding really did go off without a hitch. I was picking up Harley, actually, and Harley had bought a bow tie, but he didn't know how to tie it. He and I got the same brand, and so I went through the motions of trying to figure out how to tie a bow tie myself the day prior, because I had no idea.
And Harley didn't, is what you're telling me?
He didn't, did he get a clip on? I forget if he had a clip on, but he didn't know how to actually put it on, and so I didn't tie it for him. I think it was a clip on, but the way that it was kind of positioning itself, it wasn't fitting correctly.
Oh, because Harley's neck is really thick.
Yeah, it's thick.
Yeah, and it's very thick.
And so I had to help him put it on.
Yeah.
And, like, we stopped by the Target. I helped him put it on.
Aww.
And his collar wasn't, like, closing all the way. And, you know, he gave me the same reason. He's like, well, my neck's, like, really thick. And lo and behold, he really couldn't put it on. And so I was like, no worries, I will figure out something. Like, you shouldn't look like this at your wedding. We'll figure it out.
Oh my God.
We go to the wedding and I ask around for like a safety pin and get a safety pin.
Yeah.
And I actually managed to pin together, like he wow. pinned together the collars of his shirt using that safety pin. And
holy shit.
And when we got there, there was also the boutonniere was waiting for us.
Oh yeah.
And he and I were trying to figure out how to even put the freaking boutonniere on. We're like, oh, does it look like this? And like as soon as we let go, like it would just topple over on its side. And it was like, oh my God, this can't be that hard. Like, there's got to be a way.
Did you YouTube it?
Yeah, well, we figured out that you had to actually like pin it to the suit.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Oh
no,
my God,
so it was
you guys
just
are my favorite. Oh my God, I was the videographer catching that or no?
No.
Oh,
no.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so shit. Yeah, it was just like, yeah. It wasn't the worst moment, but it was just like kind of like funny. One of those moments that like one of the moments I'll remember helping you out at your wedding. Like it wasn't even just helping you, it was helping Harley too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so cute. Aw. So, you know, I wanted to take a second to talk about what we learned, what our takeaways were. And I actually think it'd be rather interesting to find out, what did you learn, Francis? Because you're engaged.
Yeah.
You're getting married next year. So I feel like this experience must have been very eye-opening to you and very, you know, just giving you some perspective that maybe you wouldn't otherwise have, being so close to an experience that soon you are going to have. Like, what did you learn from the experience?
I really learned that there's a lot of family politics that goes on at weddings, like more so than I think any other invite in my life. And you know, like me, I am close to my family, but I am very also independent.
Yeah.
And so I just generally don't care too much about their, I mean, like I care, but also like do my own thing.
You're your own person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you had a lot of involvement from a lot of people, like not just your mom, but I think your dad had a lot to say.
Yeah.
Other people had a lot to say. Harley's mom had a lot to say.
Yeah.
Just so much. And none of them were really contributing.
Yeah.
But they all had an opinion, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And so, I think part of that, what I learned was there's a lot of, a lot of considerations you have to take. Like I feel like for my own wedding, I've been very actively trying to consider what my mom would want, even though I know I probably wouldn't want some of the things that she's would want, like at least to hear her out, because I think I recognize that it's important for these, like my mom and, you know, like for my parents, because, you know, one of their children is getting married. It is important.
Yeah.
But I also don't think I want to be as stressed as you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the family politics sucked. It was the worst.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like, once you got through it, I could see how happy you were at that wedding. I think everyone could just feel how happy and how kind of, like a weight had been off your shoulder and you got married and now you've got this great party going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it is going to be worth it. Like, there's going to be hardships along the way, of course, like anything, but I think at the end of the day, you had this big ass fucking party and you got to see all of your friends and all your family and we just celebrate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, so the biggest question for me was always, or the biggest thing I would ask my friends who had weddings, like, was it worth it? All the planning, particularly people who, you know, were engaged a long time or a year and did plan like a wedding rather than, so no elopement. What did you think? And they were like, yeah, it's worth it. It's really stressful. Like, it, you know, it sucks leading up to it. But the actual event, and I just, it's the best day of your life. And I've just never subscribed to that. Like, if that's the best day of your life, why would you live the rest of your life? I mean, wouldn't that mean your life is over? That's so stupid.
You've really peaked and now you're done.
Like, yeah, no one cares
the
anymore.
The bus is about to hit you.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's over for you. And so I never really subscribed to that whole idea that, oh, well, like, your wedding has to be perfect or all, because it's the best day of your life and everything else is meaningless. But I will say that even though it was the most stressful thing and literally made me gray at one point, I got a gray hair, my first gray hair, and I broke out. Like, I never broke out before, not even when I was a teenager. Just all these terrible things happened. I will say that it was worth it because it was the best day ever. It was really awesome. Not to say that that's the best day ever and then the rest of my life is downhill from here, but it was amazing. Like, it was a lot of fun. And I remember someone telling me, you know, this is the one time in your entire life that everyone who cares about you will be in one place.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, okay, that's cool, but whatever, the internet exists. Like, I can FaceTime Google Hangouts with everyone I need to see. But it's different to, like, really have your whole family and all your favorite people and all your friends in one place. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so I will say that it was worth it. It's a lot of work. And, you know, don't let anyone tell you differently, because it is very stressful. There's a lot to consider. You and your fiancé have to be on the exact same page on everything, or else one of you guys is going to be very unhappy. But it really was worth it. I'm glad I did it. And it's a good experience. Like, it's kind of cool to say, like, yeah, I planned that. I mean, I went gray over it, but I still planned it, and it was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you plan a lot of things in your job, so.
That's true. Like, it's kind of part of, you know, who
it's,
I am.
It's who you are.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
And also, I can say, because a lot of people came up to me and also came up to my family members and said it was the best wedding they'd ever went to. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and it was worth it.
I think so. Well, I mean, how can I say it was worth it? It wasn't my wedding, but...
But you were really part of it. I mean, yeah. like I said, I put you to work, and you were there since day one, helping me plan, picking out stuff, and...
Well, I'm glad I was there to celebrate, and I'm glad we're best friends.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be your maid of honor in your wedding.
Soon. March 16th, 2019. Put in your calendars, you guys.
Yeah, get ready.
And that's it for our show, folks.
Yeah, so Francis, does this make you more excited to plan your wedding or less excited after having seen all of this unfold?
I mean, after talking to you about it now, I think I am probably more excited. Talking about it right now at this moment, I was feeling a little overwhelmed, you know, like with my schedule and school and friends and social life and everything else. Like, who the fuck cares about my goddamn centerpieces, you know, like, ugh. But also, like, I want to have a fucking party where I can just celebrate and be my one true self with
all
my friends.
And have bomb-ass photos.
I know.
The photos are going to be so good. I know. Can't wait.
I'm so excited. That's literally my favorite part of this whole endeavor is to have great photos. The one thing I'm looking forward to is just looking so hot. You guys, if you look at my Instagram feed for today, what's today's date? June 18th.
A month after my wedding. How dare you?
You'll see the greatest photo ever of me and Chris. That's probably gonna be our save the date. I encourage you guys, look it up right now at francis.e.tan. At francis.e.tan.
Yeah. Also, we post sometimes on our Instagram show called
HQAF.productions.
Yeah, so if you're looking for some new handles and some new feed on that IG,
yeah,
you got it, girl.
And as a reminder, you guys, we always post every other Wednesday. Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Definitely Wednesday, even though we said it was June 18th, 2018, and this is in fact a Monday.
And we're also on Apple Podcast and Google Play.
Yes.
Under HQAF Productions.
Remember to smash that subscribe button. I don't think there is one, but if you can find one, just smash it. Or that follow button, I guess, on Instagram. Yeah. I don't even know.
And shout out to Jasmine. Like, hey, girl. Hey,
love you.
Yeah. And with that, like, don't forget, the best ship to sail on is
friendship.